Welcome back to a brand new Creative Encounter podcast episode. I am your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 51 of this podcast. So excited to have you as usual. If you are watching on YouTube, please go ahead and subscribe and hit the bell so you don't miss any episodes. If you are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, all of the platforms, leave us a review and a rating so we can reach so many more Kingdom creatives through this podcast. But without further ado, I'm here with a very good friend of mine, one of my buddies. We've been kicking it for about over a year or so now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, man.
And we just did a project together last weekend. Yeah. That was dope.
That was fun.
Yeah, man. This is my guy, Ariel Baez. How you doing today, brother?
Dude, I'm doing well, man. God is good.
Yeah, praise God. Yeah. Man. Yeah. How was the commute over here?
It was actually not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was actually pretty good.
It's crazy. Now, I didn't realize, like, was this your first time coming to the house or just coming here in the studio?
I think both.
Both? Yeah, yeah. Because you came pretty close because we were supposed to work on an episode for Land in the 80s.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which is not too far from where we live right now, where we're going to shoot. And you just never been here.
Yeah.
And we've been like working on projects together for, I think it's been a year now.
Yeah,
at this point.
Something like that.
That's crazy. Yeah,
that's
man.
Crazy, man.
I love it. Cool, dude. So you are, let me tell you about my guy. So he is, and tell me if I miss anything.
No, for sure.
You're a photographer.
Yep.
A videographer. A musician.
No. Nah.
We just had this conversation.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you're big into, more so leaning toward videography?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yep. Okay, cool. Yep. Man, dude, so tell me, so your, I guess, like, origin story, you're not from the States.
Right.
I mean, like, when you came here to Chicago, that was, like, your first time coming to Chicago.
Yep.
Dude, so tell me about that whole experience first, and then kind of we'll go into the arts.
Dude, yeah, know? No, for sure, man. Yeah. It's that whole story in it's by itself, it's, like, it's a God thing, man. Because it's, like, we, like you said, I had never been to Chicago. I think my mom and dad had maybe been here, like, once or twice, and my brother had never been here. So, you know, it was one of those things that was just kind of, like, oh, this is, like, if you would have told me, like, 10 years ago that I was going to end up here, I would have not believed it.
Right, right.
Wow. I'd be like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, we used to live in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I grew up there, lived pretty much all of my life in Puerto Rico. Same house, even. We had never even moved.
Just from, like, when you were born, just all the way to moving here.
Yeah. Wow, all the way up, And, you know, after there was, like, this really big hurricane called Hurricane Maria that hit in 2018, 2019, something like that. And my dad at the moment didn't have a job and all these different things that were going on. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, God, what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Like, where are we going to go? And I was just starting college. You know, it was one of those moments that, like, my dad was, like, talking to a buddy of his, and he was like, just kind of, like, jokingly a little bit, just kind of like, hey, just move out to Chicago. I'll find you a job. Let's just do it. And he was so desperate at the moment. He was like, yeah, sure. Let's go.
Right.
And I was like, wait, hold on a minute. What do you mean?
Yeah. Now I understand the desperation at that time, because you were mentioning it was some months. Because at first I thought you said weeks. But it was some months where there was electricity?
Yeah, no power for, I think we were without power for, I want to say like 6 months or something
that's
like
crazy.
That.
Crazy. I can't even fathom that, like, just the way the world is today.
Yeah.
How do you even, like...
Dude, it's crazy. I mean, we're so used to it because we, like, there's been, even just in that whole year, there was, like, so many moments where we would just, like, lose power for, like, a week or maybe a couple weeks or something like that, so...
Oh, so it would happen sometimes.
It would happen, pretty repeatedly. Yeah. So we were a little bit ready, but still, 6 months, it was just crazy.
Wow,
and I was in college during all of that too, so like I still had classes and stuff.
Yeah. Now, if that's all you grew up knowing, you probably. Like, that was the college. You were like, oh, this is, you grew up like, this is where I want to go.
Yep.
Maybe some of your friends were there, whatever. And was that your freshman year?
Yeah. Yep.
Man, dude, and it just flipped the script.
Dude, 100%. It was, like I said, it was one of those things that was just like, boop, now we're here.
Wow.
You know? It was difficult, like the culture shock and just like all these different things. But, you know, I think that one of the things that we kind of saw from the beginning, even just like from moving here, was that it wasn't an us thing, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh, we want to be here. Like it was one of those things where God was like, yeah, I'm putting you here. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where I want you for right now.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because there was like so many things, it's like, just like happened right after like we moved, and mm-hmm. you know, all these different things that were things that we had no control over mm-hmm. that kind of like kept us here. Because for the longest time, like for the first like year or two, it was like, oh, we're going back. Next year, we're going back. Wow. Next year, we'll be back. Yeah. And the first year goes by, and yeah. you know, we were living in an apartment at the time, yeah. and you know, they were kind of like thinking about, well, let's just go because mm-hmm. the rent is due and it's going to go up and we can't pay it. And then mm-hmm. something happens like, yeah. boop, actually, you're staying yeah. here for wow. another year. You know what I mean? It's yeah. like, and then that just kept going on and going on. And now we're here. We're yeah, just here, man.
Yeah. You know? That's cool, man. Here. I love it. That's so yeah. great. And then you got connected with my guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Garrett. Yeah. Garrett Black. So Keela Jude, she was on an episode some time back. That's Garrett's wife. And me and Garrett, you know, we did campus ministry together, all of that stuff, whatever. So one day I'm hitting him up. I think I may have asked him to help with a shoot I was trying to work on. I can't remember what it was. But then he linked me with you. Yeah. And then we just been vibing since yeah. then and everything. I got to get Garrett on an episode because, like, it gets dangerous when we get together. So yeah, it's like, if Garrett's on an episode, I don't know how long we're going to stay composed. It's just going to fall apart after, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
As soon as I say the intro, it's over.
Yeah.
It's gonna be over. Man, that's so cool, dude. So, Puerto Rico, born and raised, mm-hmm. and when did you get into your creativity? Like, when did you start loving the camera, loving studying it and all of that stuff? Was that over here or over there?
Dude, for the longest time, I remember, you know, my mom talking about how I would always, even as a kid, I would yeah. always have a camera in my hand.
Wow.
You know what I mean? No way. Like, it was one of those things. I remember my mom used to get really upset with me because yeah. the only VHS camera that we had with all of our baby pictures yeah. like when we were born yeah. I don't know, I don't even know what I did with the footage yeah. but I guess I recorded over it no. or something like that, and she was like, what do you mean?
No.
Yeah. And like, yeah, it's like, it's one of those things. It's yeah. just like, I had always, I always had a camera in my yeah. hand. I always wanted to like do film. I remember yeah. I would take like some of my friends from my neighborhood yeah. we were really close, and yeah. we would just go out and just like start filming like movies and stuff yeah. like that, and wow. all these different things. And yeah, I mean, my mom, she's a theater director.
Okay, yeah.
And my dad is a drummer.
Oh yeah, exactly.
So like creativity yeah. kind of just yeah. like, you know, it's yeah. in the blood, yeah, man. Exactly. It's in the blood.
No way.
So you know, wow. Like I said, like it was like one of those things. It's like, I kind of want to do this. Yeah. This is what I.
And around what age did you kind of start feeling? I know you've been doing it forever, but yeah. like, when was it? You're like, man, I wouldn't mind just making this a thing.
Yeah. I would say like maybe like 15, yeah. 16, something like that. Yeah, it kind of clicked because mm-hmm. I was like, I've always had that creative vein, but there was a lot of things. So I know, I think we were talking about it in the other, in that shoot that we were at. Yeah. And I wanted to be an architect. I wanted yeah. to be an engineer, a civil engineer yeah. for a moment there too. Yeah. Like there was all these different things, and all of it kind of involved creating something.
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, and one day my mom has a friend who's a film director in Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. and she was like, just kind of go and see what's up, see how it goes, mm-hmm. and da da da. Yeah. And, they were doing like an ADR session for a movie that was coming out. Mm-hmm. And I just sat there and I'm like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm. Like they had a big screen with mm-hmm. like the thing, and they were like talking about it. And mm-hmm. then the director came out, and you know, we started talking a little bit, and mm-hmm. the guy kind of looks at my mom, and then he looks at me, and he's mm-hmm. like, how do you know all this? Because I was like throwing all these different things. Wow. So I was like, oh, this is how you do this. This is how
yeah,
you do.
He
was like,
come on.
How do you know this? Yeah, right, like, yeah. You're not old enough yeah, to like know all these stuff. And that's yeah. crazy.
You know what it reminds me of? Like a little side note. I don't know if you ever watched Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I was building all these crazy contraptions, yep. and every single episode, they'll ask them, aren't you a little too young to be like, you know, construction engineer? Like, right. Yes, I am. Yes, and you know, am. Just leave them alone.
Just, yeah.
yeah. But just like that, the passion is there. Yeah. The passion was there yeah. from the young age. Dude, I love that. That's so yeah. cool, man. It's funny because I've, you know, I told you I did architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my guests, Mims, my friend Michael Mims, mm-hmm. he did architecture. Mm-hmm. We're not practicing it.
Right.
One of my other guys I used to perform with, his name is Matt B.
Mm-hmm.
We were all in mm-hmm. architecture together. Not practicing it. Wow. He's a musician. So it's crazy. So it's like yeah. nothing is in vain. Like mm-hmm. nothing that we do. So I feel like a lot of that passion for that was this idea of like all of us are kind of entrepreneurial. Right. I feel like architecture is this baseline of building something. Mm-hmm. And just kind of being just innovative in that way. And I feel like that's kind of what maybe drew us to it, mm-hmm. us who are like entrepreneurial.
Yeah.
You know, because I always kind of think back, I'm like, man, I was really passionate about that going in.
Right.
Even graduating, I was like, oh, you know, looking for jobs under it and stuff. But after a while, I was just like, man, you know, just like music is really just my jam. Like, yeah. that's it right there. Yeah. But I feel like that whole architecture piece kind of ties us all together.
Right.
Just the concept of just building and conceptualizing things and stuff right. like that, you know?
Yeah. I think I think it's the idea of like creating something from basically nothing. Yeah. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I remember like, yeah, I loved, you know, even just like Legos and like all these different things, you know, like I would always be trying to make something. Yeah. And
it's funny you mentioned that, because like with Legos, they usually say those who play with Legos want to go into architecture right. and those who play with Kinects wanted to do like engineering. That's just like a thing people would always say. And like, sure enough, like Legos was my jam. Like that was, man, I love it. That's so cool, man.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, cool. So photography and then videography. Oh, no, you kind of spoke of videography. How'd you kind of get into the photography realm?
Well, I kind of wanted to be a cinematographer, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of that is, like, having a camera and, like, taking, you know, images and stuff like that. So, it just kind of, like, I just like taking photos. Yeah. And then I just kind of, like, started doing it as mm-hmm. a freelance gig most of the times. You know, I remember, you know, a buddy of mine that was, like, also, like, really into just, like, cameras and photography and video and all this stuff. Yeah. He would be like, hey, I had this photo shoot. I can't go. Do you want to go? And I was like, yeah, sure. Yeah. And I'd go and take pictures and all that stuff. So I think it's, like, one of those things. It's, like, it goes so well with video. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and it's like it translates very well. Yeah. So I kind of like naturally kind of like was driven to it mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things that I still love it. I remember when I used to, so I used to study downtown and every time I would go downtown, I swear people would probably block me from Instagram because like all I would post was like photos of maybe the same buildings from like different angles and like these different things. Cause I loved architecture. Yeah. So I'm looking at the buildings and taking photos and like, there's a period where I was like only taking photos of like downtown and stuff like that. And that's just, you know, this is what I like doing.
I absolutely love that, dude.
Yeah.
And my boys, I'm even seeing that in them. Because, you know, they have their YouTube channel doing the videos, and sometimes Landon would just want to just grab a phone and just start recording himself. So, and we have multiple phones and everything. So I'm just like, man, just like take this, make up some stuff. Right. You know, we can go back and look at it and be like, yo, this will be a dope episode. Let's go ahead and polish this and actually drop it on your channel. So just giving them that free reign. What was it? We just started the homeschooling with them.
Yeah.
And a big reason for that was to have more time for them to create.
Mm.
We're like, all these hours that they don't need this many hours away from home doing all of this like mundane stuff that ultimately isn't really going to matter in how they're wired.
Mm-hmm.
Then they come home and they got all this extra homework and we barely have time with them. We barely have time to record and work on music or videos and stuff with them. So we're like, yo, let's homeschool. We only have them in the books for like a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then the rest of the day, it's like we're free to just, we can go to the library. Whatever, we can go downtown. We can go, you know, and just have them explore and enjoy it.
That's awesome.
Know? Yeah,
that's awesome. It's so crazy because like when I grew up, like I said, all I had was like VHS cameras, you know, and it was like, it wasn't as easy to kind of get into video and photography and stuff like that as it is right now.
Yeah.
Like right now you give someone a phone and they can probably take better pictures than most people, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think that's actually pretty cool. That's actually amazing. The fact that, you know, that is something that you guys are trying to build in them and you're encouraging that side of them to kind of like, you know, nurture it as much as you can so that it becomes something even better. you know what I mean?
Super excited,
that's awesome.
Man. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you tell me now this is to kind of support the creative community, those who may want to venture into this, right? Mm-hmm. What's your process? Because we know, like, we work the camera, and we know all these different components of it that have to just be locked together to make it just flow and just work so well. Mm-hmm. It's all about the lighting and the angles and all this beautiful stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your process if you're going into a shoot?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you kind of envision you know, everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think the biggest thing, you know, because I do, so I study film, but I do a lot of commercial stuff now.
Okay, yeah.
And a lot of times what you would get is like people think that, oh, since this is a commercial, there's not really a narrative. You're just kind of shooting the product and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the case at all, right?
Everything has a story.
Yeah, yes. Everything mm-hmm. has a story. So I think that, you know, developing that sense of creating a narrative for everything that you're doing and finding that and being able to kind of like see how the technical side kind of like can build that so that it's something that not only people understand, but people can relate to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's something that I'm still, you know, working through.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that it's like so important because like, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, if you just go into a project, if you just go into something and just like, okay, well, I'll just set up the camera and I'll just, okay, it's just the product there. That's fine. Yeah. You know, but then they ask you like, well, are you doing a move? Are you doing like a slider shot or are you doing a close up? Yeah. And everything has to be motivated. Yeah. And that's something that I even got from film too. Like every single shot, everything has to be motivated by something.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you don't know what's motivating the scene, if you don't know what's motivating whatever it is that you're doing, it's going to be very difficult to make decisions because it's like, well, you can do a billion things. You can do a slider shot. You can do a close up. You can do this, you can do that. But if there's no motivation, it's just images. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Yep, that's it.
So I think that, I think that's like the biggest thing, honestly. Man.
Yeah, and I loved, because I've always seen your work, which is why I was like, oh, I got to have you, because, I mean, you did my show for me, which was awesome. I love when we did the wedding. You were all on top of it, too, as far as, like, you know, I'm taking the photos at the wedding, and then you're coming in, all right, guys, stay just like that, and you're doing your sweeps. Like, you had this vision and story in mind that as you went through all of those who were the party, the wedding party. Then when we were at the reception part, I love how, you know, you had the two cameras set up and stuff, and then you're kind of managing, because it was cool to have that intern there.
Oh, too. Yeah,
that was awesome. Yeah, so was awesome. Like, that was some nice support. But it was cool because you were making sure to be like, yo, you already realize that I'm going to be bouncing between two frames. Mm-hmm. So you're like, yo, I'm going to get this person. You make sure to stay only on that person.
Yeah.
So when people watch this, they're like watching their story and reliving it from the outside looking in and everything. So, man, dude, I love the expertise that you have. Yeah.
I love that. I haven't done a wedding in a hot minute. Yeah. So I was like, let's just get as much as we can.
Yeah.
But it was so cool. It was so interesting. It was so good to kind of be in the moment and just kind of like, you know, kind of get everything. And it was really cool.
Yeah, it was so much
fun. It was a fun experience. Yeah.
Man, we got to do more projects together,
dude,
bro.
Dude, I was going to say, it was so good working with you, too. Like, I was like, sometimes I was like shooting and then I would like, and I look next to me or I look in the back and you're like, pow, 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 pow. And I was like, he's doing it.
Man, dude, when they were coming in, I was like, the backup get all these shots. Right? Oh, man, that was so much fun.
You were on it, man. That was dope. I saw some of the pictures, too, because you were showing us. And I was like, man, this actually looks really good.
I can't wait till, because it's crazy. We got a whole, that's what I'm trying to do in every business that I do is create this ecosystem.
Because
when you try to do everything, because I don't know about you, but God just floods so many ideas in my head to where the point where it's like, Lord, this is overwhelming, all these ideas that you give me. I'm just open to whatever it is. But if you try to do it alone, it'll happen maybe, but it's going to take forever.
Yep.
Or it won't happen. It's one of those two, right? So when you get this team of people to help support, like it's like, okay, I'll shoot, you edit, or like with the photos, for example.
Right.
Gabby will take them, like we help sort them, you know, take out the bad ones, whatever. Then with the awesome one, she'll go ahead and edit because she's just so good at just coloring. And stuff. Nice. You know what I'm saying?
It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, dude. So it's like we have this whole thing. Like I'll work on the videos. Yep. She's not necessarily savvy on the tech side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be the one like, oh, yeah, setting up the camera like this. Oh, this is the lighting, whatever. Good with doing that quickly, just kind of just learning it.
Nice.
And then on the back end, she'll handle the coloring and stuff, even for our videos and stuff. So just have a nice team and something, and having you to do it. And I'm like, dude, if we just have like all of us together, like, the sky's the limit, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's crazy, man, because, like, I, you know, for the longest time, everything was about learning everything and doing everything because I, you know, I wanted to look a certain way. I wanted to do this. I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started this job, and one of the things that I kind of learned very quickly was that it's so much better when you have other people building off of whatever it is that you're creating.
Yeah.
One, because, it, like, the ideas just keep getting better. Mm-hmm. Like I had this instructor in college that I remember he would always say, you know, your second idea is always going to be better than your first idea. Yep. Right. I love that idea of like having people like build on the thing that you're creating and also focusing on different areas too. Cause it's good to like know how most of the stuff works, but you know, when you have someone that's like focused in on this certain thing, this like photography or video or audio, it ends up looking so much better. And it ends up being so much better because like you can, like they pour their talent and their wisdom and their expertise into it so that it turns out into something just amazing. Right.
Man, dude, I love it. And there's this level of focus and intentionality. It's like, this is my role. This is what's been delegated to me. This is what I'm to focus on. I'm going to kill it here as opposed to doing 10 different things and being subpar in all of those different things and everything, you know? So it's just, are you one of those people, are you one of those people where it's like when you watch a movie, you like watch all the credits at the end?
Sometimes. Yeah.
I'm big on like when the movie's over, like I love seeing, look at all these hundreds of names that it took to make this 2-hour, you know, amazing product. You know what I'm saying? That just always amazes me. And then there are all these categories. Like, for the music, it was like all of these people.
100 people.
You know, just for the music. I was like, this is crazy. I love that, man.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Yeah. So that's why I want to build, you know, with like a family and a team like you guys, you know? So cool. But so I was mad at you because... I'm mad at you because I'm sitting there. I'm like, bro, I know you work full time somewhere.
Right.
And then you do this too. I'm like, bro, you could literally just be doing this all day. You know what I'm saying? So, which is totally fine. Like, you know, that is just, you know, the season by. Like, I was like nudging. I'm like, bro, you could totally just be doing this.
Yeah.
You
know? But trust me, I wish.
But like with that, like what vision do you have moving forward in this realm of just creativity? Like, what do you want to see? I don't know, even within like the next year or two, where do you want to see your videography? Do you want to just continue to just do little things, or do you have a vision of starting something that's just like, you know, bias? So what ideas do you have, you know?
Man, that's a really good question. I'll be honest with you, right now I'm kind of like in a point in my life where I'm just kind of trying to figure out where I want to be. Because like I said, I studied film, but I'm working in marketing.
Yeah.
And it's like, it
sounds...
And
you enjoy the marketing side as well?
Sure. I mean, you know, hey, whatever pays the bills, you know? No, but honestly, I love it. I love creating, like, you know, and the work that I'm doing is more like YouTube, too. So that's, you know, it's something that's definitely building me so that way whenever I do go on my own or I do go out somewhere else, I'm able to kind of like, you know how it works. But you know, I think that for right now I just kind of want to learn as much as I can and meet as many people as I can. People like you, they're amazing. They're just like talented and people that just like are passionate about what they're doing, and most importantly, know what they're making it for, right? Because there's so many people out there that just kind of want to put stuff out there, and you know, knowing that, you know, there's a greater purpose for the creativity that we're kind of like pouring out there is so important, man. It is so important to understand that, you know, God has given us this gift, this opportunity to tell these stories, to, you know, give voice to people that maybe don't even have a voice, you know what I mean? Like, or have a voice, but don't know how to put it out there. So that's why I like marketing, but I'd rather do it in more of a small scale, like small businesses, like people, like I said, people that maybe have an idea, have a you know, a story to tell, but don't know how to put it out there in a way that people can actually like be receptive to it. So I think that eventually that's my end goal. Right, to build myself a company or build myself something that I can be able have that flexibility to, you know, do stuff for other people and just kind of like, you know, help tell other people's stories.
I love it. That's so cool. And then how does that tie into the production side of things? Like, is there a end goal on your production side?
Man, that's a really good question too.
or have you just kind of just been like, yo, I'm skilled at this. I've just been working. You haven't really thought of like building it into anything per se.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, like I've you know, in this job, I've kind of noticed how much I actually like the production side and how, I don't want to say good I am at it, but how effective I am at like kind of like shaping a story and then getting people to kind of like align to it.
You're good at it, bro. It's okay to say you're good at something, bro. Yeah, you're pretty good at it, okay?
I guess. But I kind of noticed that part. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I kind of like I feel very passionate about is, you know, just being able to you know, take an idea and kind of nurture it from the beginning to the end, right? I just feel like it's so much easier when you start from the beginning than when you kind of like come in like halfway. And so I think that what I'm learning is that I want to be able to put myself in a position that I can actually do that, that I can be a part of that production process, that I can be part of that idea process. You know what I mean? And so I think that I don't know what shape that might take in the future, but I definitely know that that's like my North Star. That's that's where I want to be. That's what I want to be able to kind of do in the future for sure.
Man, that's so cool. I love it, bro. Oh, snap. Cool, man. So I want you to give like a word of advice to the creative who's tuning in, who may just be getting started, or God is shifting them. Like you had a drastic shift from Puerto Rico here to the States, and something that you can kind of share with them of just like, you know, moving forward and progressing or whatever, you know, whatever the Lord is speaking to you in that regard.
Man, I think the biggest thing that I can say is never say no, man. Like I've had so many of the opportunities that I've had in my life have been because I've, you know, either answered a need that someone else had or just kind of like, you know, was able to say yes to a lot of things. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the job that I have right now, it was such a testimony because I came out of college so worried about student debt. Like I was so scared about student debt. And I was like, okay, well, I had just finished college. COVID hit.
Yeah, and where did you actually go? Because you were here at this point. So where did you actually go to college?
Ironically, the school is closed right now, but it used to be called Flashpoint Chicago, and then Tribeca. Tribeca Flashpoint, then Flashpoint Chicago. Okay. But yeah, I had just finished school, and during that time, I wasn't really working. I used to work at a Chick-fil-A. I used to work at a movie theater.
Okay.
And I quit that job. I was like, all right, let's see what's going to happen. And COVID hit, and all the churches were going to online. And my pastor was like, we're going to do full online. We're not going to do in person.
Yeah.
And I sent him a message. I was like, hey, if you guys need any help or anything, just let me know. And I go, and he's like, yeah, sure, just – I think they're setting it up. If you want to go, go. Yeah. I go in, and it's like one guy with like a 50-year-old camera and a broken tripod.
Yeah. Was it the camera you used when you deleted your mom's footage?
Yeah, probably. It was probably that same age, honestly. It was like super old, and you know, he was doing his best. He was really doing his best, but, you know, obviously he isn't in the field. So I was like, so I go in, and I'm like, okay, we're not doing that. So I brought all of my equipment, like all of my cameras, all my stuff, and this is how we're going to do it. And I kind of like, and for, man, I want to say like 6-7 months, we were during the week filming the service. I would edit it on like a Saturday because I worked at that time at Chick-fil-A. So we would film it during the week. I would edit on Saturday at like 2 a.m. And then on Sunday, we would like live stream it for 6 months straight. And, you know, and I remember just that was something that was so fulfilling for me because I was able to kind of like, you know, help them with their need. But also thanks to that, someone that used to go to the church was like, hey, so I work at this place. I'm their marketing director. Do you want to start doing YouTube for us? And I was like, okay, yeah. this is a big job. Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
And now guy just starts opening those doors.
Dude, and it came from something like I didn't do it because I wanted, or not because I wanted, but because I wanted something in return or whatever. Mm-hmm. I did it because I saw the need and I was like, okay, let's just go help out. That's you know, I have the equipment, I have the time, let's just do it, right? Yeah. And, you know, God opened that door that, like, you know, it was so amazing, like, to think that, you know, 6 months out of college, I had a job in the field that I wanted to, and, you know, doing the stuff that I love to do, and in a production studio that's, like, new. So I'm, like, the first one kind of, like, building that up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's so cool. And so it's one of those things, man, that it was, like, you know, I know that God is doing things. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that God is opening these doors. So. Yeah. That's like my biggest thing for anybody. Like, never say no. Mm-hmm. Always say yes. Like, even if it's, I know a lot of people frown upon this, but even if it's for free, like, you never know. I mean, obviously, gauge it, you know, but.
Yeah, of course, But that's what I was going to mention with you. You're just a generous person. Just all the connections we've had, if, like, there was a need that I needed, like, yo, bro, can I, you know, borrow this lens, can whatever. So, oh, yeah, I got you, bro. And then, like, even just you, sacrificing to just meet up and all that stuff, dude. Like I just really appreciate you for that, man. And God is just pleased and honored by that and stuff, you know? And I feel like that's just a healthy thing as you guys are continuing to grow as creatives, to pay attention to as you build your brand and build your product, have a component in there where you're able to give something free away.
Yeah.
That is going to end up putting more money in your pocket. It doesn't make sense on paper, but just God's system, that's how he does it. Like, you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. Like, that's just how he set everything up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, I mean, I know, like, for Starving Artist Courses, my music education business, we're getting back into the rhythm of that specific business. But that first year, it was always, you know, every month, it was like a free, like, giveaway type thing.
Wow.
Every month and stuff. So, as right now, we're in the midst of putting courses together. Yeah. We pause with, like, the one-on-one lessons. There's not as much pushing it as much. Mm-hmm. But once that starts again or whatever, that was something we would do every month. Because that's just something, God just wants you to just be generous, you know? Right. And look at the doors to just open and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny because, like, we're in sync, but then we're in contrast in the sense of, I do episodes where I say, like, make sure to say no to stuff.
Right.
And
you say,
no. But I know what you're saying as far as being that vessel that's just open to being used. Yep. And then for me, the perspective where I'm saying no is, like, if it's distracting you from the vision, it has to be in line with the vision of what you're doing. Like, for me, it's like, if it's something just, like, random, it's like, you have to have vision first.
Yep.
Because you have vision, you'll do anything, you'll be all over the place.
Yep.
So if you know, like, this is the direction I want my life to go, obviously it's lining up where God is calling you.
Yep.
Then you can kind of just block off things like, this isn't fitting.
Right.
But when it's, like, opportunities, it's like, yo, this is going to propel, like you said, serving others.
Mm-hmm.
It's also in my field and stuff, whatever.
Right.
It's like, yo, you know, let's go for it and everything, you know?
Yeah. I think it's also that discernment too, right? Mm-hmm. Just kind of like being in sync with the Holy Spirit and being in sync with God and just kind of like, you know, having that discernment to know like when to do it and when not to do it. Because there's definitely a lot of instances where I would be like,
I've had some clients where I'm like, I don't think we're going together.
Exactly. Like, I don't know if that would work. You know, there's definitely a lot of, there's definitely been a lot of points in my life where I'm just kind of like, I just want to be a blessing to someone else. I want to be able to help, you know, their ideas and their business grow as much as I can.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I remember, I think I told you this at some point. I was like, listen, if it's for you, if it's something that you're doing that you're like, you know, that you want to build for yourself, I don't care about getting paid.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to help you.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to, you know, and I say that to everybody that I know that is in that creative field because I want to be able to be a blessing for that person. And I want to be able to help them, you know, with whatever it is that I have the privilege to help them with.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I love it.
So.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Now keep in mind right now, you know, you ain't got no kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're not married, you know? But that might shift just a little bit.
Right, exactly.
But not doing like, man, that's such a blessing, bro. Dude, thank you so much, man. This is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Of course.
And thank you for building this, too, because it's like, I know a lot of creatives that definitely would appreciate something, like a platform where, you know, we're not just talking about us, mm-hmm. not just talking about like yeah. our creative processes, but we're also talking about how is this helping the kingdom? Mm-hmm. You know, how yes. is this building something greater than whatever yeah. it is that we're building? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. I just feel like the church is sometimes just really just putting that back burner of yeah. just like, we're not the highlight. Everything you go on Facebook, social media, everybody's putting, anything about, what's her name? Jada.
Yep.
Well, all this stuff, whatever. All of that stuff that's not important. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yep.
All this stuff is just flooding everything. Like, let's start pushing out what are these creatives doing? And not just creatives, but kingdom creatives.
Yep.
It's going to be actually life-changing, world-changing, you know, just doing amazing things for God's kingdom and stuff,
yep.
you know? So I'm like, man, give a platform where we can make this happen.
Yep.
And I just love talking too. So like, it's an opportunity.
Yeah,
just,
right.
Like, chill. It's crazy. I had one guest who was like, this isn't really work for you because
right.
God is giving you, like, you just love having these conversations. And yep. then it's doubled with, I love sharing and promoting people.
Yep.
So it just ends up just working like perfectly yeah. having this opportunity, you know.
Yeah. I also last thing,
yeah.
You know, one thing that I remember a pastor saying, mm-hmm. Preaching at some point was, you know, the church used to be the epicenter for creativity,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we should be,
yes,
right? I mean,
yes.
we're coming from like the creator,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, the one that created everything that we see. And so I think that, you know, a good North Star is always mm-hmm. to kind of like want to be that light, you know,
yeah.
want to get close to that light, want to get close mm-hmm. to like the ultimate creator, to
mm-hmm.
kind of like, you know, understand that, you know, the church should be a place where creativity mm-hmm. is nurtured
yes.
and is encouraged
mm-hmm.
and a place where creatives can go and do their best work
mm-hmm.
because they're not making it just for anything. They're
yeah.
making it for the King
yes.
of Kings.
Yes.
And I think that's so, so, so important.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, man. And then, and last thing.
Yeah, right. Last thing.
In addition to that, just look, because the enemy knows
mm-hmm.
how destructive it will be to his kingdom
yep.
if the kingdom creatives, the godly kingdom creatives are just going hard in what
yep.
we're doing. So much so that over the years, the church has just, you see over the years, just bland in different areas or
yep.
not. You know, focused on the creativity piece, the media piece, the dance, the music, et cetera, et cetera. And just really focus on, yes, you're supposed to be evangelizing, ministering to the people, et cetera, all of that. But then there's also these gifts that you want to, it's going to take the church to the next level.
Yep.
You know, so we got to bring all of that back.
Yep.
You know, bring all of that back and
yeah.
stuff. So, yeah, man.
Dude. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's so true, man.
Yes, sir. So tell everyone how they can reach you. Whatever yep. platforms and whatnot, let us know.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm on Instagram as ariel.baez242, I think, something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Hey, just go to Creative Encounter.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to Creative Encounter on Instagram.
And link type the
Ariel.
Below.
Link the followers. Ariel.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah.
The before this drops, he'll figure it out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, man. I
yeah.
love it, yeah.
yeah.
And then his work is awesome, so you guys check that out. You have a website, too.
I have a website, yeah.
You have a LinkedIn?
I do have a LinkedIn,
Everything's
too.
On a LinkedIn?
Everything. Yeah,
yeah, we'll just drop the LinkedIn.
Yeah, either LinkedIn or even the website, too. The website has
everything. Yeah,
yeah,
so we'll put all that in the description below, guys.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
That's how you can reach my guy, Ariel. He is phenomenal. And guys, Creative Encounter is a nonprofit. So if you want to join and be a part of this family, I would love for you to join and be a monthly financial partner so we continue to do this podcast, so that we continue to reach people through music and creativity and just, man, just flip this world upside down. So go ahead and join and partner with us. That link is in the bio below as well. And thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see you next time, bro.
Nice. Thank you.
Bye, guys.